be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Jesus and his disciples had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And carrying these palms, we proclaim Christ's entry into Jerusalem, and we walk with those who saw his entry. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right to praise you, Almighty God, for the acts of love by which you have redeemed us through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The Hebrews acclaimed Jesus as Messiah and King with palm branches in their hands, crying, "Hosanna in the highest." May we also, carrying these emblems, go forth to meet Christ and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns in glory with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, in tender love for all our human race, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take our flesh and suffer death upon a cruel cross. May we follow the example of his great humility and share in the glory of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us be seated as we listen to the word of God revealed to us in Scripture, and any children who wish may go with Barbara for children's worship.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen to those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backwards. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them comfort me. It is the Lord who gives me help. Who will declare me guilty? Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The psalm appointed for this morning is Psalm 31. It's in your bulletin. Let us say it by full verses, and I'll begin, and then we'll say the glory at the end. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with sorrow, and also my throat and belly. I have become a reproach to all my enemies, and even my neighbors, a dismay to those of my acquaintance. When they see me in the street, they avoid me. For I have heard the whispering of the crowd. Fear is all around. They put their heads together against me. They plot to take my life. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
May your face shine upon your servant, and in your loving kindness save me.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever will be. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thank you.
Please be seated. When we come to the place in the reading where they go to Golgotha, I will invite you to stand. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests. They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus.
"Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?"
"Go into the city to a certain man and say to him,
'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'"
So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and they were eating.
"Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me."
They became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord."
"The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to the one whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better that that one had not been ever been born."
"Surely not I, Lord."
"You have said so."
While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to the disciples.
"Take, eat, this is my body."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them.
"Drink from it, all of you, for this is the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never drink of this fruit of the vine until after the day when I drink of it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
"You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee."
Then Peter said,
"Though all will become deserters because of you, I will never desert you."
"Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times."
And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane.
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated.
"I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me."
And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed,
"My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want."
Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"So, could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again he went away for the second time and prayed,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples.
Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up! Let's be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived with him was a large crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him." At once, Judas came up to Jesus.
"Greetings, Rabbi."
Judas kissed Jesus.
"Friend, do what you are here to do."
Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. Suddenly, one of those with Jesus put his hand on his sword, drew it, and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear.
"Put your sword back in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way? Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me, as though I were a bandit? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But all this has taken place so that the scriptures of the prophets may be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest. And going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now, the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus, so that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward.
"This is how it was said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days."
The high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. The high priest continued, "I put you under oath before the living God. Tell us that you are the Messiah, the Son of God."
"You have said so. But I tell you, from now on, you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict?"
"He deserves death."
Then they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A servant girl came to him. But he denied it before all of them. When he went out to the porch, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders,
"This man was with Jesus of Nazareth."
Again, he denied it with an oath. After a little while, the bystander came up and said to Peter,
"Certainly you are also a man, for your actions have failed you."
Then he began to curse, and he swore an oath.
"I do not know the man."
At that moment, the cock crowed. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said, "Before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring about his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. And the priest said, "What is that to us? See to it yourself." Throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, Judas departed and went and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the pieces of silver, saying, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money." After conferring together, they used them to buy the potter's field as a place to bury foreigners. For this reason, that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of the one on whom the price had been set, on whom some of the people of Israel had set a price, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Now Jesus stood before the governor.
Are you the king of the Jews?
You say so.
But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Pilate said,
"Do you not hear about the accusations they make against you?"
But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now, at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. All the people were gathered as Pilate asked,
"Who do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called Messiah?"
For Pilate realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. Pilate asked the crowd, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?"
"Barabbas."
Pilate asked, "Well then, what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Then Pilate asked, "Why, what evil has he done?" So, when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then the people as a whole answered,
"His blood be on us and on our children."
So he released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying,
"Hail, King of the Jews."
They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away
to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene called Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads.
"You who have destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross."
In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying,
"He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. If he trusts in God, let God deliver him now, if he wants to. For he said, 'I am God's Son.'"
The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. About 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
"Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?"
That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now, when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said,
"This man was a son of God."